So we're holding here in Purish Beis, I think. Some Chuni Bashishis?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to hold it, yeah. So but again, the thrust of the Pasuk is that he's looking for something to help keep him in shape, so to speak. He's overwhelmed with Ava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he needs Sai, a fulfillment of that Ava, and Sai, a chizuk of some sort. Samchini Bashishas. Kimoi Oisim Lechoyla. Vehein Koisis Meleis Yain Usha Mashkin Amisad and Zalev. It's like you give him strong wine and, you know, things to be machazik the heart. I guess the old time medicine was much better than today's. You didn't feel like you got a lachaim or two. Rabduni betapuchim, savavu es repidosi betapuchim, shechazik es libi mirecha. He says, surround me. Repida is whatever, like upholstery. It's like the thing that surrounds me. With tapuchim, shachazik as libim reichom, that the reach should be mechazik me. Hikoylas machmas avani. Ve'inyan koy, azman shenigma hamishkan. So again, this was a tekufa. In other words, any time a person is anticipating a certain tekufa of overwhelming kesher and dibuk, which is either matan Torah or riyudas hashchina. So the person needs chizuk to be able to move on. But it's like when a person is overwhelmed. It's like a person is getting married, he feels very overwhelmed. So at that time, there's a tshuka and a chemda for the ava that's coming. And he says, shehu protius mikol ha-teira. What he wants on the pasuk is that the whole metzias of the Mishkan is the hechatimtza for the Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mistabik to him. When the Goyim says it's the protius mikol ha-teira, I think what he means is that it's the reichen of it, or it's the specific nikud inside it, and therefore he needs to see it. Vashishes et tapuchim him a karbonis sheikrivu koydim yis hashchina or the moyed. Vashishes him an esochim b'recha tapuchim b'recha mnachis. So he says like this: elements you have in Parshas Nosai, and you have it, the truth is by Asiyah. Also, there was a lot of akrevas akrabanis before there was Asheras Hashchina, both places. The reason is because karbanis are that which are misa'id, believe, they're the strength of the heart and so on. I want to point out two things. He says, "Ashishem nesachim, ureach atapuchim, ureach hamnachis." So there are two types of inyanim that are in karbanis, in general, big picture. Karbanis by Finklali is called lechem ishai, and then you have yein nesachim. And you have the pasha nesachim. It says that in pasha shlach, you have the Parshas Nesachim, and the Parshas Nesachim is something that was given to them on the wake of the Menaglim, obviously some sort of tikkun, some sort of kapara of some sort, and so on. So try a little bit to explain, it's not clear, I mean, why is that a tikkun or kapara for Chatam Menaglim? What kesher does it have? It's a nice thing, Nesachim and Nochis. So the pshat is like this: is the meat, especially the basar of the karbanis, is called the lechem ishai, and that is Lechem is the key to Adam. It's what gives a person chiyus, solidity, and so on. And that represents any time when a person is receiving basic chiyus and basic koyach. You then have another element, yayin and reyach in general, is something that gives a person a sort of beyond type of hargasha. So a person wants to have an emotional high, is yayin sam vavenish. There's chalakim of Torah that are called yenish al Torah. Those are all areas that go beyond whatever that person is. So the ability to be able to be mishtayach, the things that are above and beyond, needs yayin and reyach. And the Gemara says that those are two things that give chamra reichani pikcha, that wine and reyach make a person pikeach. And that's why you say chamra rabbanan. These are things that sort of give you a sort of a jump start into something beyond the norm. So just like yayin gives you a sense of reality beyond the norm of reality, reyach does that. So misachim, and this he says over here, it's interesting. He says reyach atapuchim zreyach hamenachis. Menachis also has a haktara. I mean that's a big part of it. But he calls this reyach like tapuchim, which is a reyach that sort of piques your senses. So just like a person, when a person is hungry, he has a feeling he's lacking chiyus. When a person smells a sharp reich, a new reich, or a person drinks wine, he feels that he has, let's call it an injection of extra ruchnius, of extra chiyus. So that's why a person who drinks wine is flushed. There's a difference between keeping the basic chiyus and the marshal, the basic ruchnius, basic mitzvahs are the Adam. But when a person has to shteltsu for something more than that, he has to bring himself to a higher state. And that's why these two things, yayin and reiches, are the highest state that the person is bringing himself to. That's the support. So to be shayach to something beyond, that's something that is miyuchet to these yanim. And nesachim, so when a person brings the carbon itself, that provides, I guess, the basic chiyus of the lamas. That's something which is the tmidim and the basic chiyus of the lamas. The nesachim aspect and the nesachim, which includes both yayin and menachis, provides ki'ilu an eret ruchnius, a super, a beyond the normal ruchnius. And it's ki'ilu. One would be the normal hashkach of Kiyum Elamis, and one is the extra gilim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's, so we needed that to shteltzu to that. It's probably the reason also about Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, in order for a person to want to live in Eretz Yisrael, in order for a person to be shy of Eretz Yisrael, needs to have some beyond. And the Neila is something which is Nesachim and was both in terms of the Yayin, in terms of Gemonis, what was that extra level of it? That's what I think it means over here.
So let's really, take a look. Is it yeah, sorry. That the is it frozen?
Is it what?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear. Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
So is it fair to say that the guide over here seems to be going, initially I thought it was going specifically not like the Rambam's whole Mahalach and understanding Karbonais, that Karbonais are for, you know, for the Adam and not for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Now, I mean, based on what Rebbe is just describing, it sounds like he's going exclusively with the Rambam, that the whole purpose for all these Karbonais is for the sake of being Mala, you know, the chiyus and the feelings of the Adam, you know, versus the Rambam.
The Rambam, I mean, the Rambam or Ramban,
Rambam says by
the famous Rambam Maravuchim is that Karbanos are there to wean us off of Azar. That's where the Rambam
right. So meaning to me, I guess I always understood the machlokes in as a chiluk as far as does the person need the karbanos, or are the karbanos for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want the karbanos, or is it there for just for us as a...
Yeah, everyone is made. Let's give an example, and so that we understand both in the context. Let's say we have like this. We have a hospital, or like a Camp Simcha of sorts, that needs staff to help the chaylim. Okay, I have, let's say, a son or a talmid or whatever that I send there because I think it'll be very good for his development. So it's not the pshat, I send him to work there, to work as a staff member. So so let's say I have a chaylim that I send to Camp Simcha as a chaylim. So it's kulay makabu, and he's getting all the attention he needs and all the medicines and, you know, whatever it is that they give. Fine. I have the guy who's running the place, and he has a short budget, and he needs people to give labor for free. So those are two ktsavas that are very clearly defined. But let's say I send somebody there who, by giving and learning to give to others, changes and becomes a different person. So is he a noisner or is he a makabu? Well, my kavana was to become a makabu, but what I wanted to get is that sense through the nesina. Less when the polig, because Bokhla doesn't need anything. Less when the polig, it's the karbanis are for us by quote unquote giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a gift of sorts, it's good for us. The question is, in what way is it good for us? So the Rambam seems to be saying that kind of a very, I don't want to use the word primitive way, it's kind of they're doing these things anyway. So we told them, you know, instead of doing something stupid like bringing a carbon to a dead rock, do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that way we'll slowly get you away from worshiping the dead rock. We know you have to bring karbanos, that's in your blood, you're a religious type of person, you just gotta bring karbanos, I'll do it. That's the Rambam on Nevuchim. You know, everybody's had this and it's kind of surprised, so on. The other people say, Avodah Tzorach Gavoah. At the end of the day, it certainly is for us. Lemashal, let's say I give a gift. Let's say there's a very, very wealthy person who's helped tremendously. I give him a gift. He doesn't need my gift, but if he makes a big production about how he appreciates it, then I feel good about it. I feel I'm a part of the process. It changes the relationship somehow. So that's the same thing as karbanos. Karbanos is a voluntary act. Most karbanos, they're called nedava. They're there in order for me to be able to build a keshet HaKadosh Baruch by being able to present him with something, so to speak, which is unique. So karbanos are, so to speak, gifting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but less than the polig, it doesn't need us, that's why karbanos are unique, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu slams it when we do aveiros. There's no pasuk in Navi that says, I don't need you to put on 1,000 tefillin if you don't do din yosim amana. There's no pasuk like that. But about karbanos, it's like constant. And the reason is because, let's say a builder built me a house, and I'm very, very happy with the house. He did a very, very good job. And then he presents me at the end, like as I move in, with like a gift for the living room. So that's kind of a shleimus de gezach. Not only did he do the job well, he's also presented me with a little gift. It's very touching. But imagine he presented me a gift, but then I find out that the plumbing is subpar. So I'm going to yell at the plumbing, obviously, and I'm going to yell at the gift. I don't need your chocolate bar. I want plumbing. I'm not going to say, I don't need your electrical wiring. I mean, the electric wiring is what you're supposed to do. Mitzvahs, the tzur of mitzvahs are tzivuyim, and the neila not doing one doesn't matter the other. The Rambam says in a letter that Yeravim ben Nevat is going to be held accountable for every single avera that he did. You know, he's not going to get a free, you know, once you chayte machti, you get a free ride and everything else. It doesn't count. It doesn't work like that. But karbonis, because they're unique, that they're like extra credit. You didn't have to bring a carbon. Therefore, there's a sense of therefore there's a sense of rejection. So everybody holds karbonis are there for us. The Rambam sheet is unique, that it's really a mitzvah that we could have done better without it. I mean, there's a lot of ploying with the Rambam. The Rambam himself writes about, you know, us in love, there'll be karbonis and spalvagor. I mean, you know, everything in the world is very strong. And the other sheet is the first place it speaks about tzorach kavoya, which means the signum of it is that I'm doing it for you. I'm bringing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As opposed to mitzvahs, which I kind of do because I'm obligated to do it.
Meaning the way I always understood of, you know, tzorach kavoya, obviously there's no concerns in the Ribbono Shel Olam and he's not lacking anything, but still we say the Rav Am Hadras Melech, and he created the world to be mativ, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world not because he was lacking something, but he did want, to whatever degree this means, he wanted this interaction with Klal Yisrael, and that's why us responding with a carbon is essentially, like Rabbi said, giving a gift to a rich person who, yeah, he could buy it by himself, but he appreciates the interaction that the other person, you know, whether it's the thought or the gesture, whatever it is. So that's how I always understood, you know, the Ramban and the other Rishonim outside of the Rambam, that it's something where the Ribbono Shel Olam does actually take it, and it's, you know, something that he appreciates and that enhances the kesher, as opposed to the Rambam, where it's exclusively, you know, it's for myself. It's, you know, a kind of mitek shel lishma bal lishma kind of thing, because I don't want to do avodah zara, so I'm gonna, you know, start off with these.
Good. So yes, it's true. Kilo kachbar takes it. The whole musig of vateichad no aish. The tzura of it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it. That's true. And that's mashlim to us, the sense of being able to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a necessary ashlama. I remember I used to be involved with the Russians. And I gone to Russia in 1987. And you know, and when they came out, Reichman, not Moshe Reichman, but it was Albert Barry. He was the one who funded a lot of this stuff. And we needed to, so Chaim Brisman, he was like the leader in the Russian who was involved, went to America to do fundraising. And we needed to come up with a gift for Eichmann. So we wanted to give him a gift. On the other hand, I'm sure he has the world's collection of Bechas. Like what could we give him? And so Baruch Hashem, we found something. One of the Russians had stolen a lot of Sfarim from, I don't know, stolen or liberated a lot of Sfarim from like one of from the government over there. And they had it in Kivega first print, and it had in the front page, Akivega from Akiva Gans, and the paper had a watermark, Gans, Akiva Gans. And it was beautiful, thick paper. That was something no money could get you. And he took it, Reichman, and he was like holding it by the, and he was mamish, he was overwhelmed by it. So it was a good feeling. Could he have survived that? Yes. But the fact that we were able to do something that would be a nachas ruach for somebody who you know, it's something where a person needs to feel that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he does it. This surah is, you know, Vayesha by you know, Nilchas Hevel Kayin Lashah, Vayesha Hevel Kayin Lashah. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows an acceptance of it is something that is very meaningful.
So getting back to this Nekuda, that the Gaon is saying that the Karbonos infuse us,
you know,
with...
I must tell you the famous story with Arizal and Chevron, with the... I forget who it is, very famous story, it's written. There was a Rav in Chevron that had a dream that he was going to die, and he went to Arizal. He asked, you know, what did he do so bad? And this, it went like this. There was a person, there was a maggid who spoke in the Kehillah in Hebron, and he had said that since the Beis HaMikdash is Charev, the Shtei HaLechem, or the Lechem HaPanim, was so Chavik and Shparku, every Friday, every Shabbos they read a Lechem, and the Lechem HaPanim was a Chavik thing, and ever since it's missing, it's, you know, we don't have Ashras Ashchina, we don't have this, and Shparku, the Shchina said. So the Shamish was a very, very simple Jew. And he came home and told himself, you know, we really have to do something for Shechina. Make the nicest challahs you can make. Kids said she made like phenomenal good challahs. He went Friday when everybody left the shul. He came to the shul surreptitiously, looked around, nobody's there, and put the two challahs into the ar and said, Rensham, I know that since you don't have the lechem apanim, you know, things are bad, here they are, you know, like, I want to make the Shechina happy. 2 hours later, the Shamish came to fix the Sefer Torah, to look to her, and he sees two tremendous challahs, and he's murder happy. He didn't have what to eat, this and that, and took it home. Told himself, I don't know, it's a gift from the Shemayim. This went on week after week after week. The guy, the poor guy, saw the challahs were taken, so he felt thrilled that Kadosh Baruch was taking it. The Shechina must be happy, this person is there. But yeah, and this Rav walked in early to look at a sefer, and he sees the seed standing there with two challahs, saying a tefillah and putting it in. And he says to him, "What are you doing?" He says, "Well, I want to replace the lechem apanim and this and that." He says, "You're crazy." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Every week it's gone. The Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it." So he says, "You idiot! Now I understand. The Shamash tells me he finds these challahs every week. You put them in." He says, "That." The guy was like very downcrest. Went home and he was very depressed. So the Arizal told the Rav, "You should know that the simcha Kadosh Baruch Hu had from these challahs was the equivalent of the lechem apanim. And now that you stopped it, you're a bit nervous, and that's it." So the